still stay in the first week of the Ordinary Time 1. Reading, the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. The Gospel according to Mark chapter 1, verse 1 from 21 to 28. The first reading. For it was not to angels that he subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. Instead, someone has testified somewhere, what it meant that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him. You make him for a little while lower than the angel. You crown him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. That at present we do not see all things subject to him, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. He who for a while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might take death for everyone. For it were fitting that he, for whom and to whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect to suffering. He who consecrated and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brother in the midst of the assembly, I will raise you. The Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him and said, Quiet, come out of him. The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commanded even the unclean spirit, and they obeyed him. His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Sharing of the theme. Jesus' authority. To convince others, a preacher needs to have authority in both word and deed. Besides his understanding and argument, a preacher must also know how to present his topic clearly, concisely, and easily for audience to understand. However, words that help to understand, in order to completely convince his audience, a preacher needs to live as he preached for others to believe in him. Today's reading emphasizes Jesus' authority. In the first reading, Jesus is the reason for people to be recovered to their original justice. People have authority over all things. In the Gospel, Jesus' audience recognized right away the difference between him and the scribe and cried out, What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. Analysis. First reading. Everything must be subjected to people. To understand the author idea in this passage, we need to understand the meaning of the noun man. Sometimes the author uses it with a general meaning for human being. At a time for Jesus as the representative of human being. In the latter case, the noun must be capitalized. We can make a difference between three situations of human being as follows. First, the dignity of human being in God's will. The author believed that human beings shall govern the future world when he said, for it was not to angels that he subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. Instead, someone had testified somewhere, what it meant that you care, you mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him. You make him for a little while lower than the angel. You crown him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. The passage were illustrated by the author here is Psalm 8, verses 5 to 7. We talk about human dignity. People are honored over all things in God's will. One thing that related to the passage we need to pay attention to. The Septuagint Jews lower than the angel, while the Masoretic text Jews lower than God, Elohim. According to the context, the Septuagint is more reasonable if we understand human situation after the original sin. They are louder than the angels. The Masoretic text using is correct in God's will, and after the human dignity is recovered by Christ. Second, the dignity of human being after the original sin. The author wrote that at present we do not see all things subject to him. This is the human situation after the original sin and before Christ's redemption. Third point, the dignity of human being after Christ's redemption. Through suffering, Christ redeemed the original dignity for human beings. The author wrote, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. He who for a little while will make lower than the angel, that by the grace of God he might take death for everyone. For it were fitting that he, for whom and to whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. According to the author, in God's eternal will, human beings are only lesser than God, but higher than all things, including the angels. When people sin, the order is reversed. Human beings are lesser than the angel. But God already had a plan to recover the original order for human beings through Christ. The author explained, for it were fitting that he for whom and to whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect to suffering. He who consecrated and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. The Gospel. What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. Third point. Jesus' authority teaching. The audiences were amazed about Jesus' teaching, as Mark reported. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. One having authority. He clearly knew what he was talking, not based on what others said. This is understandable if people recognize that Christ is God's wisdom or mind. He knew all things that happened in the past, the present, and the future. Many times in the Gospel, Jesus corrected the wrong understanding of the Jewish tradition, as in Matthew. It was said to the ancestors, "But I say to you," Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 22. The scribe, they only understood things partly, not wholly. Their teaching must be based on the authority of Scripture to verify their explanation, not to invent a new doctrinal teaching. Second point. Jesus had power over the unclean spirit. Mark reported, in their synagogues were a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The Jews believed that there are many unclean spirits in the world, and Jesus himself expelled them from people many times in the Gospel. For example, in today's passage, the unclean spirit can be the soul of evil people who aren't liberated yet, or the Nephilim, those who were born after the Son of Heaven had intercourse with the daughter of man. See Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. The Holy One of God. The evil spirit knew Jesus' origin and goal. He knew that Jesus came from God, and his goal is to destroy sin and those who cause sins. Moreover, he also recovered the original holiness for people and make them worthy for the beatific vision. Second, Jesus' reaction. He rebuked the unclean spirit. "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. Third, people's reaction. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him." Application in our life. Since Christ died to recover our original dignity, we need to imitate Christ to destroy sin and to avoid all the unclean spirit influences. To convince others to believe in Christ, we need to master right teaching before we can preach it to others. A life according to the Gospel will help to convince others to believe than poor teaching. Amen.